Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's MLB Network. We'll have MLB Tonight. They will be live from the stadium at 6 p.m. with all their guys, including Harold Reynolds, who joins us now, and he'll be part of that MLB Network production this evening. Harold, welcome. How are you? How are you? Nice to see you. Put his mic up, please. There you go. You got it? Hold on. He doesn't have your mic. Go ahead. Steve is over there panicking. Go ahead, Steve. Get his mic. Let's go. No? Wait a second. We want to get Harold a mic that works here. It would be nice of us to do that. We promised him a mic that would work, Steve. So let's go. Let's get him one. There you go. See if we're doing that. We're changing his mic as we speak, so we're going to get him a microphone that works here in 1 second, I promise. No, that doesn't do it. We'll try again. Let's see if we can get him a microphone that works. Go ahead. There we go. Let's see if that works now.
Hello?
There we go.
There we go.
How are you?
I'm with the legend.
How are you?
Hi,
nice
Mike.
To see you.
Great
Welcome.
To see you, man.
How's everything?
I'm doing good. Look at this styling picture of you, man.
That's an old one. You enjoying Yankee Stadium today?
I love it.
You got
it.
Yankee Stadium weather tonight. This is windy, gusty, ugly, cold Yankee weather.
This is postseason ball. This is the way it's supposed to be, right?
That's it. You know, so you used to like to come in here and deal with this stuff. I mean, you know how it is here. You know how it is. Cranky. Although this stadium doesn't. They're not on top of the players like the old stadium. The old stadium, you were on top.
Oh, yeah.
The upper deck was on top of you.
Yeah,
you could kind of feel and hear the people, right?
Oh, no doubt about it. There was an electricity about that. But here, I've watched recently, fans are into this.
Oh, they're into it.
They're into it.
It's been a long time between wins. People don't realize it's been 10 years since they've gone to the World Series.
You know, and what's cool about that is that you got a whole new generation of Yankee fans that are finally like, they've embraced this new group of players.
The 13-year-olds and 15-year-olds of the 96 team are here now as dads.
Yes.
Telling their kids about
absolutely
Jeter and Bernie and Andy. And you saw Andy out there with his gray hair and all that stuff. So it's another generation. It is. It's been a lean one for them. They have only been to one World Series in a long time. It's been a kind of a tough run for them.
I feel for them, Mike. But
I know you
I was
do.
A Mariner. We've never been to a World Series. So I can't feel for you that much.
Had some good teams, though.
Yeah, we did.
Had some
really
very
did.
Good teams, and some good series with the Yankees, too, as a matter of fact. Let me get to Washington for a second.
Okay.
Would Washington have happened if Harper was there?
Wow, that's a tough question. Did their chemistry change that much? It's not necessarily the chemistry as much as the dynamic of, okay, I got to pull my part. I got to do my job. And they changed the style of play a little bit, too. They stole bases more. They were a lot more aggressive. I think their defense as a team was a little bit better. So I don't think they were quite the same type of style with Bryce on the club.
Well, and Rendon and Soto became superstars.
Exactly. And that doesn't happen if Bryce is there.
Right. Rendon became a big, big star.
He's going to be a big ticket item.
Oh, man. Turned down $210 million already. Yeah. So, I mean, and hitting the clutch. And, those two home runs off Kershaw. They're going to remember them forever. That changed their franchise.
Yeah. No, he and just the way he's been playing throughout the whole postseason. How about the play he made?
Yep.
He's looking, taking you back in time.
Wonderful
some
player.
Of the greats.
Was underrated, no longer. And I'm glad for Kendrick. Kendrick's always been a favorite of mine. I always liked him.
Yeah.
And I'm glad he had that moment in the sun because he's been a solid baseball player for a long time.
He really has. And what's cool about it is he made all those errors. And you're like, get him off the field. And then all of a sudden, his bat comes alive. He does what he's supposed to do and carries him. But this is a dangerous club, the Washington Nationals.
With Strasburg and Scherzer, they have the 1-2 punch. They don't give up anything.
Yeah.
I mean, and even Sanchez throws some good games for them in the play.
Yeah.
He's had two games he's carried deep no-hitters into the playoffs.
No doubt about it. And I think what history's taught us, and especially we're here talking a lot of Yankee fans, is Schilling and Johnson. They were able to go through and win a
Bingo.
World Series with two guys.
I lived through that.
So
I'm going to go through the lineup with you right here because this will be the news. Let me see.
All right.
No Stanton. LeMayu, Judge, Hicks, Torres, Encarnacion, who they are not taking out of the lineup.
Mm-mm.
Gaudy, Sanchez, Urshela, Didi, Tanaka. So Hicks goes in the three. Aaron said yesterday, I'm put Torres back, but I might slide Hicks. He did tell me that he might slide a lefty in there. People wanted LeMahieu, Judge, Torres 1-2-3. They got Hicks in there, but again, no Stanton now, and he's taking a lot of heat. And I don't like to get on guys about injuries,
right?
But they're not going to let him DH over. And they love Encarnacion here, and they don't want to put Encarnacion on the field and put LeMahieu with third because they like Urshela's defense. So that blocks him if he can't play the outfield, because I don't know if he could DH. You know, they say he probably couldn't run. That's what they're saying.
Well, he was out earlier. I was out on the field earlier. They brought him out to run, and we watched him run. And I said, I think he might be in the lineup. But to your point, if he was able to DH, then he would have probably maybe already played. But
they
you're
like
not going to take Encarnacion. I wouldn't take Encarnacion out of the lineup.
They love Encarnacion.
And the other thing stands up against is he missed a lot of the season. So to come back and say, all right, show us what you can do in the postseason when pitching is at premium. And he hasn't had he doesn't have 500 at bats, 400 bats this season.
Is this team looking at him cockeyed because he makes $30 million, or they're not because he didn't have a season?
I think a little bit of both. You know, that's part of the big contract. You sign a big deal, you're expected at these moments. That's why you got the comments from Reggie and different guys coming at him.
Big Poppy.
Yeah, if you're not making $30 million or $300 million, nobody's really saying a whole lot.
That responsibility, when you get paid, you get responsibility.
Yeah, that's part of it.
That's part of it. And so he's not in the lineup again. And now tonight, Tanaka, to me, you know, this was a big debate in New York earlier because he didn't pitch well. But he's one of these guys, and I've always said give him the ball because I've never seen him pitch a bad postseason game, and he does it again this year. He's one of these guys like El Duque. You just give him the ball. El Duque used to spend 11 weeks on the beach and then throw a shutout in the postseason. Yeah. I mean, that's what he was. Tanaka, he's a big-game guy.
He is. And I mean, just to correlate it with Stanton, Tanaka's pitching in the postseason. Nobody cares about the money, right?
No.
And when you're producing this, the Yankees are a different franchise than anybody in baseball. Because when you go to spring training with the Yankees, your season's supposed to end at the World Series.
Correct.
Everything else doesn't matter.
Right.
And that's kind of what you're up against being a Yankee. So you know that when you sign up with that. Tanaka, at this time of year, he does such a great job of nibbling, keeping guys off balance, and he's able to lock in and gives you innings when you're not expecting to get it.
And that's not a pitch they see a lot either, too, right? That's a pitch that no one really masters that he has. He can throw that pitch that a lot of guys don't throw that pitch.
No, and I'm still waiting for that surgery. It's been, like 7 years.
It's never coming.
Oh, he's got the tendon.
It's never coming. Now, he can give up the home run ball, which we all know. He's susceptible to that a little bit. And to me, Houston's got a free game tonight, let's be honest. They can do anything they want tonight. Yeah. They have no pressure tonight, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's house money.
And they got Verlander on full rest tomorrow, and the Yanks got to beat a Verlander a cold game. I had never seen Cole in person before, and I was wondering, all right, Yankee Stadium, let me see. And he clearly didn't have his stuff the other day.
Right.
And he was still gutted out 7 scoreless innings. I was incredibly impressed because he made some great pitches with guys on base.
You know, I go back to the Didi ball that he just missed the home run on.
Just missed.
And the next inning, he came back. 98, 99, 100. Forget it. I'm done nibbling with you guys. I'm coming after you.
And then six, what I liked is he got stronger as the game went on.
Yeah.
He said, you know what? I'm not going to pitch 5. A lot of guys would have left with a lead after 5. He stayed and pitched the 6th and the 7th.
Yeah.
Give him credit.
No, you got to give him credit. And he's throwing the ball great. And I'll tell you what, looking at his stuff, he matches the greats that we've seen through the years. I mean, you don't go on a streak like this of 18 and 19.
What's taking him to the next level, do you think?
I think a lot of it's been Verlander. I think it's been around a guy like that that's been able to say, here's how you use your stuff. Here's where you let it tank out. Here's where you pull back. He's also learned a breaking ball that he didn't have in Pittsburgh. And then he's just taken off. And I think he's at that point where he's figured it out. And now the confidence just oozes.
You know what I love about Verlander? We're talking about Harold Reynolds. Verlander, to me, is the old-time pitcher that I watched growing up. Verlander's a guy... He doesn't show you everything early in the game. He's going to save that big fastball for the 6th, 7th inning.
Yeah.
Now guys come out and they unload everything in the first couple innings because they tell him, unload it. I got a bullpen behind you. But Verlander's in there for the duration. He's not thinking about pitching 5 innings.
Right.
And the other day, he threw a pitch late in the game. It was the fastest pitch he threw in the whole game. I said, that's old school when you get guys who do that. You know,
no,
that's like
right.
Bob Gibson. You know, watching guys who, they could rear back in the late inning. They save something for the late innings.
No, you're absolutely right. And the luxury for him is he's got A.J. Hinch who says, you're Justin Verlander. Go do what you do. We're not going to pitch you five innings. Right. I want
the bullpen's
seven
not going to be up.
Yeah, no, they're not getting not up. You have traffic. We're not worried about it. So right. That allows him the luxury to pitch that way. With a lot of young guys today, you know, take Paxton, for example. He knows I got to – if I'm not on and letting it eat
he's
early.
He's hooking them.
He's going to be out.
He's hooking them.
Yeah.
He's hooking anybody on that team. They hook everybody. That's it. They believe in that bullpen. They really do.
Well, a lot of teams live with the sword, die with the sword. We hear that all the time. With the Yankees, the question mark for me is up against these 4 days in a row now because this is built on bullpen. They got the pen to win this thing.
Right.
And you're going to see these guys a lot in the next 4 days.
They need an easy game somewhere along the way in the bullpen, and they might not get it.
And Tanaka might give you those innings
tonight. Give you six, but they won't pitch him in the seventh. You'll get Britton and then Chapman two innings maybe, and that's your A game right there. We're talking about Harold Reynolds. But tomorrow night's going to be tough for them. It's going to be a big game for Paxton.
Yeah.
Because Verlander, you know, is going to come with his stuff, and he's on full rest tomorrow. That's a big plus. He's on full rest. Now, let me put it this way for you. You're Hinch. You lose these two games.
Mm.
You bring Cole back on short rest in game six, knowing you have to win both games. Or do you say, he's there in seven, let's go as a team and win six, and we got our guy money full tilt seven, where we're going to win the game. The Yankees will know they can't win game seven. He's on full rest. Or do you pitch him on short rest down 3-2?
Got to go game six for me.
I think so. You can't leave him in the tank.
You can't guarantee you're going to be at seven.
Have him in the tank.
I can't go
home. It's a
home.
Tricky thing because seven's going to be a hard game to win, though, that way.
Well, it was the same thing Washington went up against with Max Scherzer. Are you going to go to the winter in the wild card game? They had everybody lined up a perfect rest.
Yep.
And everybody's thinking, you know, you may throw Strasburg that game or you could throw Patrick. And I'm like, I couldn't go to the winter knowing I had Max Scherzer and didn't pitch him. And the same thing with Houston.
You'd have to pitch him down. I agree. You'd have to throw him in game six, which I think gives the Yankees a better chance to win that series that way. Because
I agree.
If you know he's sitting in seven, you can't win one home game. I mean, with your whole team, go out there, win one home game, and then you got the man in seven. And I remember the Mets in Houston back in 86, they knew Mike Scott was pitching game seven. They hadn't hit Mike Scott once.
Yeah.
If they didn't win game six, they were dead. And they won game six because they knew we have Mike Scott going the next day, man. So that's the thing. If he's on full rest from what I saw the other day, they're not touching him if he's on full rest.
You're right.
I think
no
they're
doubt
dead.
About it.
But that's where they got to get now. The other way, if the Yankees go in there down 3-2, that game six, Houston's got a free game, knowing Cole's sitting there in game seven to finish them off.
Right.
That makes tomorrow really tough. Now, I think the Yanks will win tonight. I think I'd be surprised they didn't.
Yeah, I'm thinking they win tonight as well. Tomorrow's a pivotal game.
That's the series. Tomorrow's the series.
That's given they win tonight.
Tomorrow's
I expect them to win tonight. I do too.
I think they're going to unload their pen tonight. Houston won't. And then tomorrow, they're going to have to figure out a way. They came into the series, they're going to have to figure out a way to beat Verlander or Cole once.
Yeah, and you knew that coming in.
You had to.
That's just the way they
were going to pitch four games, so they're going to have to beat Verlander.
And that's what Houston's banking on. That's why they made the trade for Verlander. And they
doesn't that give in your mind now, although we all thought whoever won the Houston-Yankee series would win the World Series, don't you think Washington's a real-life team now in this with Strasburg and with Scherzer?
Yeah, I do. And the only worry...
Although their bullpen's not great. That's
no,
the thing.
But if they can give them length, that's what's made this pen work. But my concern for them is the long layoff. What's it, 6 days?
It's a week.
It'll be a week before they get back and play.
As a player, what would you do to combat that?
Well, they're going to have inter-squad games.
Does it work?
No, you can't simulate a game.
You can't get live pitching.
You can't.
Yeah. So, you don't bear down.
So you hope that it's not going to affect your starters. It's not going to affect Cole, Verlander, Strasburg.
It's going to affect your lineup a little bit.
Yes. And maybe you suffer for a game. But you're waiting for these guys to really, because it should take you about one game or half a game to really get that timing again.
Who do you have more, after what you've seen in the postseason, we're talking about Harold Reynolds, who do you have more confidence in, Strasburg or Scherzer?
Well, I would have said Scherzer, I mean Strasburg before the playoffs started. But Max Scherzer's gone to another level. So it's almost like one or the other. But Strasburg's having the year of his life. Because this was a guy you thought was not going to be that competitive. And he has competed. And his changeup's one of the best in baseball right now. He's coming after guys. But Max Scherzer, his back was hurt towards the end of the year, and he just wasn't sharp. You think he had a 5 ERA coming into the postseason, and he just took it to a whole nother level. So that's why the Nationals won the National League. I thought they had a chance against the Yankees because of those guys. But Max Scherzer was the key. And when he pitched the way he was capable of, that's why they're going to the World Series.
Are you surprised by some of these young guys being so good? Now, Mickey Mantle was great in the early 50s in the World Series.
Yeah.
We know that. He killed the Dodgers. He was Mickey Mantle, okay?
Right.
Ken Griffey Jr. was great
you know,
when we saw him. Soto, Torres. I mean, look at Gleyber Torres.
Yeah.
How good a player. Gleyber Torres is the best player on the Yankees.
Well,
he's grown to be the 38 homers this year, played second and short, and some days here, there, back, forth, and hit 38 homers, and now look at him in the postseason.
Well, I'm the youngest of eight, and my older brothers, I have four brothers, they always tell me, recognize greatness when it's upon you, right? And I think Gleyber Torres is on the Hall of Fame.
I agree.
We're watching the Hall of Fame.
I totally agree.
And I think he's
better than a young Cano was.
Yes, no doubt about it. I look at him as a Robbie Alomar.
Maybe with a little more power.
A little more power. He doesn't steal like Robbie, but he's that type of a player. And to me, that's a generational player. And I think Soto, too. We're not talking about all the young players in baseball. Those two guys kind of stand out. I think Tatis is in that group. But it's very unique to see young guys doing this. But Torres, since we're talking Yankees right here, he's on the Hall of Fame highway for me.
Now, if you're Houston, this Alvarez came up and was a monster.
Oh, yeah.
Right? But he's getting killed in a series.
Yeah.
Would you drop him more? They dropped him one notch. Would you take him, put him on a bench? What would you do in these games? He's left like 12 men on base already.
Yeah.
The Yankees can't wait to get him up, and they get him out. I know he's a monster. His numbers in the regular season were awesome.
Yeah.
I know he can hit the ball. Look how big he is. He can hit the ball 9 miles. He looks like Willie McCovey. I mean, he's a huge guy.
Oh, such a great comp.
Yeah, that's who he looks like
to
me.
That's him.
When I saw him in the box, I said, this looks like a young Willie McCovey. And I'm like, man. And I saw Willie McCovey play.
So when I do a breakdown tonight and
you
I say,
you can have
it. McCovey,
you can
I'm
have
telling
it.
I got this from the great Mike.
Bottom line is, he is getting killed, though. And he's left 12 men on base already.
Yeah.
What would you do with him? Leave him alone, or would you drop him? Would you sit him? What would you do with him?
I wouldn't sit him. I want to go ahead and make sure he gets his at-bats and continues to do his thing. But he's so patient. He's had the ball he hits that Judge ran down in Houston.
Right.
That changes his whole series.
Yep.
I think
he needed a hit. Right.
But I still.
And he's been up with men on base. They're not going to let Bregman beat him. They're going to walk Bregman in front of him.
Yeah, and I got to move him down because
they did last game one slot.
Yeah, and you got the top of that lineup is dangerous.
Oh,
Springer, Altuve.
Altuve is impossible.
Michael Brantley, and then what you're talking
Brantley's
about.
And Brantley's a good hitter, too.
Yeah, with Bregman.
So and he hits
everything. You got to give Bregman some kind of protection.
Yeah, they walk him. They walked him. They started pitching around him in game two right away because they could get this kid out.
Yeah.
And they're getting the kid out. They're getting him out up, down. They're getting him out very easily
now. No doubt. And I saw him slam his bat the other day.
He broke it.
He slammed it on the ground. That tells me he's getting a little frustrated. So I got to move him down. And give him a little bit of a break.
Yeah. So I haven't seen him. I mean, I looked at his numbers. They're wrecking crew numbers for when he came up. The kid's supposed to be all world. I mean, I haven't seen him do anything yet. But he really looks like he must have. If he hits it, he probably hits it 9 miles.
I'm curious. That's my matchup I'm watching tonight. Is he's faced Tanaka? He faced him here in June. He's facing him now in the postseason. I want to see how the kid adjusts. And if Tanaka continues to pitch the same pattern he's done. Real soft first pitch, fastball next pitch. I'm waiting to see Tanaka mix that up a little bit on him as well.
You got their lineup yet, Mons? Did you see Houston yet? I want to see where they put him in the lineup tonight because that'll be interesting.
Because
he's a specimen, that kid.
Yeah,
he really is.
Willie McCovey, man.
You know, he's like 6 foot five and a half or something, isn't he?
6'5". He's only 22 years old.
I mean, and he's built like Adonis.
Shut up.
Yeah.
He could be playing in the NFL.
Oh, he definitely could be a tight end.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no question. I want to see what they put it. What do you think they put his weight at? What do you think he weighs, this guy? Let's see what they say.
I'd say about 215, 210.
I bet you it's 230. 6'5", 225. We split in the middle. 6'5", 225.
Yeah.
That's a big guy.
Wow.
That's a big baseball player.
That's a tight end. Yeah, but that's the kids today, man. We got some big players. But I tell you what, Jose Altuve gives everybody hope, right?
Hey.
He's 5'5".
I haven't seen many guys like that, though.
I mean.
How about the power?
The power
is insane.
The only guy I could think of back in that day would have been like Freddie Pontes.
Jim Ray Hart wasn't tall.
Yeah.
And he had immense power, but he was beefy. This guy's got a big trunk, though. He's got big legs.
Yeah, he does.
But he hits it a long way.
That home run he hit the other day.
Oh, my God. He jumped on that slider and
killed
it.
And he knows it's gone as soon as he hits it.
bombed it. It wasn't even close.
Yeah.
That was like 4.25, that ball.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
killed it. He's an amazing. You know what? He's much better than I thought he would be. I didn't think he'd have the power.
No, I didn't either. I didn't think he'd have the power. When he broke in, he didn't have that kind of power.
No.
You know, he was kind of a toe tap guy.
Well, he did Morgan. Remember when Morgan broke in with Sonny Jackson? Sonny Jackson was the shortstop, and Joe Morgan in Houston was the second baseman. And they were good, but then Morgan went to Cincinnati and became like an all-time great.
Oh, yeah.
Because he started hitting the ball out of the ballpark.
Yeah.
You know, it made a big difference, yeah.
That
well,
helps.
You had 25 homers to your numbers. Like you, if you had added 25 homers, all of a sudden you're a superstar.
You'd be sitting there saying, Hall of Famer Harold
Reynolds.
That's
exactly right. It makes a big difference.
It does.
You know,
it does. Really does.
Especially for second baseman.
Oh, my
God. But I'll tell you, Torres, I watched Cano break in, and Cano's a great hitter.
Oh, yeah.
Torres is better.
Well, yeah, and you would never thought you would say that about Robinson Cano. When you're comparing somebody to Cano, but when you look at the age Torres is at, and you go back and look at Cano at that age, he is better.
He is better.
He's got more power. He drives the ball. I think he's got a better understanding of the strike zone, and he's going to continue to get better. That's the scary part.
You know, the thing that's going to hurt Didi is, Didi, if he has too much money, they'll put Torres in short. That's the one thing that's going to kill him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one thing.
That's the big decision this winter.
Yeah, because they can move Torres there. He can play short.
Yeah.
So, you know, they don't have to pay both of them if they don't want to.
I'll tell you what, though. I love Torres at second base.
Yeah.
I love him at second. I like him at short defensively, but I love him at second.
So you think he's a better second base? Because I've asked the Yankees that, and they're like, well, You think he's a better second baseman?
I think what happens at him at short, he gets in too big of a rush. He bobbles the ball a lot more, and you can't do that at short. At second, he's just smooth. Looks like he's right at home. He's casual. He's relaxed. But the difference, too, Mike, is the shift. Being able to move guys around, you don't play that traditional shortstop position.
Well, let's
anymore.
First talk shift for a second. Don't they shift too much in these games? Man, come on. The guys are hitting ground balls right. It's the other day in the ninth inning.
Altuve did that.
Yeah, double play ball.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. It's a double play ball. Now it's first and second. It should have been a double play ball.
Well,
I'd play much more straight up in the postseason than they do.
And you said the right words. In the postseason.
Yes.
Because guys play a different game in the postseason. No doubt about it.
Because they'll take the single. They'll just try to make hard contact.
Yeah.
You know, I would... I don't like that as much.
Since we came on this.
Go ahead.
Would you institute a rule against shifting? For baseball. Now, I used to always think, hey, make the guy hit the ball the other way, but clearly we're not doing that. And the game, I already know my answer, but I'm going to wait for yours. What would you do?
I thought yes, make a rule, but then now that I've thought about it more, no, for this reason. There's no reason. I've seen guys this year make teams pay for shifting for the first time.
Yeah.
I think you'll see more of that. In the times to come, so the teams will have to come out of the shifts more. Like, no one's going to shift on Brantley. I mean, you know that, because he'll slap the ball right through. So I think I've seen teams hurt by the shift defensively more and more in the postseason. So I wouldn't be so quick to shift in the postseason if I was playing defense.
No, I agree with you. I was always against putting a rule in to take away the shift.
And you want a rule now?
Yeah, I kind of lean that way. I just think it's we've gotten so far from the game. We don't see that great play. Remember that play Cano used to make, go up the middle and throw back? We don't see that great athleticism from this great generation of athletes.
You see how many balls hit right over second base that are ground outs now?
They're outs.
In the old days, you thought, by the pitcher, that's in the center field, and now it's a ground out.
You watch the game on TV, you're like, ground
out.
It's
an out every time. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It makes a really big difference. It really does. When you... look at this series now, okay? Yanks are a decided underdog because of Cole and Verlander. What do you think has to happen for the Yankees to win this series?
They got to win tonight.
No question. That's hands down.
Tonight we know that. Obviously, there's going to be a bullpen game, but I looked at Verlander. He didn't have as good of stuff last game. Cole obviously did not.
You think Verlander's more beatable than Cole, right?
They're immortal. I think Verlander will have a really good game because he's back on normal rest. So if you can force the Astros to have to pitch Cole on rest, you're going to beat them.
If Cole goes in Game 7 in Houston, he's going to be very hard to beat.
Oh, yeah.
I think impossible.
That's going to be the problem. So
do you think the ball is – I think the ball has been decreased. Do you agree with that? Do you think they're playing with a lesser ball than they played within this regular season?
It's hard to
tell. Cardinals said it was 4-point-something percent. Now, they didn't hit. So they now, well, yeah, all of a sudden, they had the ball down 4 point something percent.
And, you know? and that's my thing. There hasn't been many balls that you're sitting there saying, that ball is a homer in the summer.
I thought Maldonado's the other day was a home run for sure, and it didn't go out.
Yeah.
He was shocked.
And Didi's ball probably goes out in the summer.
It probably does.
But there's two
things
to factor
in. But that's the weather,
in.
Too, now.
It's the weather now.
It's colder.
And the pitching is more focused.
It's better.
And it's better.
So you're not getting the ball to square.
Right. And you're not facing that ninth or tenth guy in the
but
rotation.
But I saw guys this year slamming their bat down, the ball's going in the stands.
True.
So I think
can't argue.
I think the ball's decreased. I think it's down a smidge. You know, I think they're using the C ball now, not the A ball, you know?
Yeah, but it's hard to think you got some, let me change the ball now, you know, let me get the playoff
ball. Cardinals
ball.
Swear they even had a percentage.
Yeah, I'm sure they figured out. I tell you what, the numbers have changed how we see the game, period. You know, because you can calculate and estimate, and you can also figure things out that you probably never even dreamed of thinking about before.
Tell me what you what a player was feeling in Atlanta, standing on that field. Now, they made some errors in that inning, too, letting 10 runs score in the top of the first inning
like
in a deciding
you're
game.
Going home.
My God, how demoralized is your dugout coming in the bottom of the first inning, right? You're down 10, now the game's over.
They took that chop, and then instead of they just killed it. And that just demoralizes you. You walk in and you're just like, we're done.
It's over.
You know
you're not
done.
Coming back.
No,
there's
not,
no way
not in the big
coming.
Leagues. This is not little league.
No, you're
the
not.
Game is over.
You're not coming back. There's no chance. What a feeling in the pit of your stomach, right?
Man, you could see the faces too. You know, the pitcher Fulton Evich was still sitting there watching all the runs come in, and it was.
And they
tough.
Did mess up some plays in the field.
Yeah, they did.
I mean, they could have easily.
They did everything.
Yeah, they could.
It was to get 10 runs in one inning. A lot of things had to happen wrong.
Is Washington a live dog, or does the winner of the series win the World Series?
I thought the winner of the series would win it all. This series here, I think they're the best teams left, but it's going to be difficult. Washington's going to give them a run.
They
For
are.
All the things we talked about, with the factor of if I hadn't seen Schilling and Johnson beat the great Yankee teams, I would say
and
it's a wrap.
And they did, and they did.
But you can see that happen with Strasburg and with Scherzer.
Strasburg's really good.
He's really good.
You know, everyone always says he's soft,
out,
he's this, he's that. He's pretty darn good.
He's got an opt-out.
And he's been great in the postseason. He really has.
Yeah. So he may, you never know, he might be a Yankee. You think they could use somebody like that?
I think they could use a lot of these guys. Like Cole, first of all, Cole's going to get $40
million. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
I think $40
million. You
bucks.
Think so?
Yeah. I figure 6-7 years,
Dan
Plesac
threw
bucks.
That out there. I'm like, come
I
on,
think
man. But if you're saying
making $35 million,
you're right.
I think 40's the next step,
man.
40 for seven. How about that?
He's going to be in your category pretty soon. They keep making that.
See you, Howard. Thanks.
Hey,
Howard
the
Reynolds,
legend.
Thank you,
my man.
Thank you
appreciate
very much.
That.
Back
awesome.
After this. Watch him tonight on MLB Network, 6:00.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.